领我们能够一起来安息生日，来享受主所赐的恩典跟真理的日子。
Thanks to the grace of God that we may gather here on the Sabbath day to enjoy His Sabbath.
因为 Sorrento 教会已经一直在查考这个耶利米书。
The church in Cerritos has been studying the book of Jeremiah.
那耶利米书在三大，就希伯来圣经里头的三大圣，这个大先知。
And it's one of the major prophets in the book,
Hebrew, the Bible.
In Hebrew.
And Hebrew Bible.
In the Hebrew Bible.
那这样说来，我们来看耶利米书，就可以联系到大先知里头，大先知里头主要的信息。
And we can see the messages from the major prophets in this book.
那当然，这个时候是一个就是多难之秋的以色列最后王朝的时代。
And this is the generation when the Israelites would lose their kingdom.
那就是巴比伦已经进行两次的围攻。
And Babylon has tried to attack them twice by this time.
那最后一次在588到587就把圣殿焚毁，国家灭亡了。
And then in about 588 BC, their kingdom was destroyed and the temple was destroyed as well.
那耶利米先知刚好跟以西结生长在这个时期。
And Jeremiah and Ezekiel were in this generation.
可以说是这个掳放时期的先知。
And there were captives during this time.
Yeah, the prophets of the age of exile.OK， 那这样我们来看哦，在耶利米书里头，我们可以看到很重要的提醒当时的国家或者信仰然后现代的意义在启迪着我们。
And we can see the reminders that they've given to their generation, which is applicable for us.
我们先从耶利米书来看哦，它整体从一章二十五章可以说是。这犹大国的一个罪恶的一个数算。
From chapter 1 to chapter 15, it's enumerating the sins of the nation.
也就是说，为什么神兴起这个北方的敌人，就从东方而到北方下来的这个巴比伦这军队，要来毁灭这犹大王朝。
And why God has sent soldiers of Babylon to destroy their kingdom.
那从二十六章到三十六章，可以说耶利米先知本身在这个约雅敬这个王609-598这个王时期的活动。
And in chapter 26 to 36, it's the actions of Jeremiah under King.
King
九哈金。
那我们也可以看到这个掳放后就是说 被围攻了就圣城毁灭以后掳放了那这先知有一段的活动的记载。
And then he recorded what happened after they've been held captive.
那这个是从37章到45章。
And that's recorded in chapter 37 to 45.
那么我们在先知书里头也可以看到一个有集中的一个主题。
And we can see a theme in this book of prophet.
那这个集中的主题就是说神来借着先知的语言来攻打或者攻击邻近的列邦。
That through the words of the prophets, God is attacking the nations around Israel.
那这个叫做先知击打，或者说击打列邦的先知信息。
Which is the message to attack the other nations.
那英文有一个专有名词叫 Oracles Against Foreign Nation, OAFN, 这样的省称。那这样子的话就为什么神要攻打列邦
So why does God want this oracle against the other nations?
当然有两个主要理由。
There's two major reasons.
一个就是他们践踏神的百姓，侵犯神产业地的这种作为。
First, they defiled the nation and the kingdom and of God.
然后呢，他们亵渎了神的名。
And they have blasphemed against the name of God.
第二个很主要的原因。
And the second reason.
就是他们这些国家违反了人道主义。
These nations were against human rights.
人道主义就是说人本、人性、人的尊严、人的生存权利。
They have defiled the idea of a human's rights and their right to live.
那这个都有一贯的这样的先知信息。
And this message is throughout all the books.
像那个阿摩斯书。
like in the book of Amos.
一章到二章的二节。
From chapter 1 to chapter 2 verse 2.
以赛亚书。
In Isaiah.
那是三章到二三章。
From chapter 13 to 22.
还有以西结书。
In Ezekiel.
就从三十七章。
From chapter 7, chapter 37,
一直到三十九，一直到三十九章。
To chapter 39.
所以说，在这个我们当然可以当一个专题来讨论。
So we can discuss this as its own special topic.
那我们最后五十二章呢，就是耶利米书的最后一章。
And the last chapter of Jeremiah, chapter 52,
是记载到公元前五百八十七年的最后的沦陷。
And it talks about the what happened in the year 589.
那五百八十七年，刚好你可以参考《列王记下》的二十五章，就二十四章到二十五章同样的记载。
This corresponds to Second Chronicles.
那我们呢、啊、来看呢、啊，有一个很重要的主题。
So there's a major theme here.
今天就用这句话来贯穿这耶利米书的主要的道理教训。
And we will use this as our major theme today.
我们请看耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
这第一章前面就专门在描写耶利米年少的时候，神来拣选他，来差派他做包括以色列人民的这个列国的先知。
So here it talks about how Jeremiah was called when he was young to be the prophet for all nations.
那他的使命就是在第十节说得很清楚了。
And his task is very clear in verse 4.
请看耶利米书的一章十节。
Turn to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4.
他说看啊我今日立你在列邦列国之上，意思说也包括犹大国，那未来要施行拔出拆毁毁坏倾覆，就是负面的审判的信息，然后呢有一个正面的，就是又要建立斋职。换句话说，这句话已经表现出神叫先知来在颁布两条有关神的旨意跟作为的这样的这个信息。
So it's in verse 10, and it has the two sides to what God is telling him to do.
那一个就是神因为人民的这个罪恶，他要施行公义的审判。
One is that God is going to judge righteously toward his people.
那第二个呢，就是因为神是一个守约施慈爱的神。他真的要 把百姓带回来重建。
And secondly, because God is a merciful God, He will rebuild the people.
这个重建圣殿，复兴信仰。
To rebuild the temple and to revive the faith of His people.
那这个重要信息就会贯穿，也贯穿在整个这个大先知书里头的。
So this theme carries throughout the book, this major prophet.
所以我们要从这个信息里头把握住神的公义跟他的慈爱的两面性，就是他是旧约救赎论的主要的论点。
So we have to understand that God is both righteous and merciful.
那我们来看一下，这句话可以说会一直出现在圣经，或者说在耶利米书里头。
And this phrase keeps on repeating itself in this book.
那刚才说过，在一章到二十五章，就等于在断断续续的在重复一个很重要的神谴责以色列民的罪恶的一个信息。
And we have mentioned that from chapter 1 to 25, God is enumerating the sins of Israelites.
那当中有一个很重要的一个敌人，就是从北方来的大敌。
And they had a major enemy from the north.
那是一章14，你看可以从这个十一节到十四节可以看出。
And it's mentioned from verse 11 to 14.
那我们现在就来查考这一章，开宗明义的说，有这个神刑罚的杖要来临到罪恶的百姓身上的。
So we can see that the staff of the Lord is upon his people.
那你看请看这十一节跟十二节。
Verse 11, 12.
他就冠问就先知神冠问先知有一句话说你看到什么
？God asked Jeremiah, Jeremiah, what do you see?
这个在先知书里头会出现的一个神的这个提问。
And God asked this in this book.
那这个提问呢，总是一个要期待的一个答案。
And you anticipate an answer.
因为意象中有。让先知看到
，because God showed him in a vision。
意象中看到一个杏树杖，就是很粗的一个杏枝啊，一个杖。
And he saw a branch of an almond tree。
那当然，在先知书里头，杖是责打的。
And in the Old Testament, in the books, a staff is for rebuking.
譬如说在以赛亚书里头，这个亚述就是神恼怒的杖，这这愤怒的棍，要击打这个不义不公，就是罪恶的这个以色列国。
In Isaiah, it mentions that the rod of Esau is to carry God's judgment.
啊，那这个就是神恼怒、愤怒的处罚的杖。
And this is God's wrath.
那当然，这个杖也在耶利米书里头也表示着啊，神要以启示这位先知。
And this branch is God showing the prophet.
要就 chastise, 要 punish, 要真的要刑罚，要责打这个百姓。
That he would chastise his people.
那为什么用杏杏杖
？Why is it an almond branch?
因为杏本身在春天里头是早开啊的一个花。
Almond is one of the earliest to blossom in spring.
而且很快的开。
And the flower blossoms very quickly.
所以说在早开早谢，也是很早就会在这百花竞秀的这个春天，第一次你可以看到杏花。
So it's the first bloom in the spring.
所以说他这个就是说神的刑罚很快的像杏花开一样的又早又快的要临到了。
So this is to say that God's wrath will come quickly and very fast.
所以神说你看得不错，你看的是杏树杖。
So God said you have seen well.
但是呢在神的语言里头可以一个转音啊，有一个就是说同就一个字眼加不同母音就变成其他的发音。
And in Hebrew,
我们有时候叫 homonym, 或者 paronomasia。这样一个专有的语言学的名词，这个就是说神必用长音变短音，母音里头可以转化，那一样的字音在那里。
So if you change the vowels, the meaning becomes different.
刚才看的是 shaket, 是杏树杖。
So just now we saw this word, almond tree is shaket.
就用 ra 的音，可是神就说不错，你看的不错，我要 shaket 变 oa 的音了。
But,
那意思就是说已经转了音了。
But if you switch the vowels, it becomes you have seen well.
所以在神看让先知看了一个自然的这个固定的物质啊物体。
So God has shown the same thing to the prophet.
变成神说我要留意观看我的旨意要成全这样的一个动词。
And he turned it into a verb.
变成说神在历史上的作为。
That God is about to perform his word.
真的快要到了。
Is about to come.
那什么作为呢
？So what is his action?
你再看第二个意象。
We'll turn to the second vision.
就说的十三节跟十四节。
In verse 13 and 14.
神又问了，你看见什么
？Then God asked second time, what do
you see? 那这次是看到一个滚开的、烧开的这个热锅、热水锅，要从北部这样倒下来。
This time Jeremiah saw a boiling pot and is facing away from the north.
那神就说，的确有灾祸要从北部这样下来的。
And God said, "Out of north, calamity shall break forth."
那其实就指着这以后的一章、四章、六章，一直在强调的北方的大军，就是巴比伦的军队，跟他所招募的就附庸军，或者雇佣军，这样来攻打这犹大国。
It is the kingdom of Babylon and soldiers.
所以说从北部这样倒下来，来围攻这耶路撒冷城。
So the soldiers would come from the north to fight against the Israelites.
所以以后四章六章你就可以看到他们好像暴风雨好像烈风很大的刑罚要来到。
And then going forward in chapter 4 and 6, they came like a storm.
那为什么在开头的第一个意象就让先知看到杏树杖要责打。
So why did God show him the vision of a branch of an almond tree?
以下就一章到二十五章，就在数算以色列，就跟犹大国跟已经灭亡的从前的那个亚述灭的这个以色列国一样的犯罪。
In chapter 2, from chapter 2, chapter 1 unto chapter 25, it's talked about the sins of Judah and also Israel.
那当然我们一直看下去，尤其以第七章为主要的代表。
And we'll turn to chapter 7.
那第七章是神教先知要在这个圣殿前来对那些出出入入来崇拜来献礼物的犹大民来宣告警告的。
And God told Jeremiah to stand at the gate of the Lord's house and to proclaim for all the people to hear.
这一章应该有专题来讨论。
We can also turn this into a special topic.
因为这章是有关圣殿前的先知的信息。
And this is about the message that he delivered in front of the temple.
也等于在昭告着神将来就要毁灭圣殿，好像当年撒母耳记的那个荣光离开自己的帐幕一样。
And it's talking about how God will depart the temple, just as during the time of Samuel, that the glory light of God departed.
那就叫以加伯的经，叫惨痛的经验。
And that was a bad experience for the Israelites.
那以加伯的，以加伯的啊，那这个以加伯就神荣光离开神的住所。
That the glorious light of God departed from His dwelling place.
离开他的百姓。
And departed from His people.
那这个不幸的消息。一直在这个耶利米书在重复。
And this unfortunate message is repeated throughout Jeremiah.
那我们就集中在跟从刚才说了七章不看你，我们来看十八章。
And in chapter 18.
因为这里头也有刚才说的，一个是要毁坏倾覆，然后就全部的把它毁灭掉了。
And it also mentions about root out, destroy, and thrown down.
那另外一个就是要建立跟栽植。
And also to build and plant.
那神的旨意是怎么样？
What is God's will?
那就需要有时候借着语言。
It is conveyed through language.
或者借着意象。
Or through vision.
或者是借着先知书特有的一个象征的动作。
Or symbolic action in the book of prophets.
所以说借着先知的一个某一个动作，先知观看某一个动作。
So it may be something that the prophet sees or an action he performs.
那就让在旁边听的看的知道说他有代表的意义，有象征的意义在里头。
And this shows people around him what it represents.
那所以说这个叫做象征的动作。
And this is a symbolic act.
主耶稣来做了这些象征动作。
Jesus has performed some symbolic acts.
那在先知书里头常常有这种动作。
And often in the book of prophets.
让我们看了听了知道说神其实要借着动作来昭告我们其中的代表重要的信息。
So that after we seen and heard this, we know the message from God.
好，我们现在来看耶利米书十八章。
So let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 18.
这一章要跟以西结书十八章来一起看。
And we should read this along with Ezekiel chapter 18.
刚好都是十八章。
And they're both chapter 18.
这十八章，这个耶利米书是代表着神指向着这个诸邦列国，包括犹大国在里头。
And in chapter 18, God is talking to not just the Israelites but all nations.
那在这以西结书十八章。
But in Ezekiel chapter 18,
是有关个人在神面前在人面前的道义责任。
It's talking about a person's responsibility in front of God and men.
那有一个专有名词叫做个人在神在人面前应付的道义责任。Individual responsibility 可以了哈。那这样说来，我们来看一下这个神对耶利米先知说的。
So let's see what God told Jeremiah.
你看十八章。
Chapter 18.
这个就是说叫耶利米到窑匠的家里去。
God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house.
因为神要在那里指示他。
And there I will cause you to hear my words.
那你看到二三节一直到第四节。
In verse 3 and 4.
他到窑匠家里头就看到他有在这个匠人用这两个转盘在操作捏土。在塑造。
So he went out to the potter's house, and there the potter was making something at the wheel.
那这两个转盘的手上的这个动作。
And he saw how he's doing something at the wheel.
那这个就有一个很重要的启示。
And there's an important revelation here.
因为这个窑匠他要是看到土捏坏了，或者做的不成器了，那他会再重新捏新土。
So he saw that when the clay was marred, the In the hand of the potter, he would make it again with another vessel.
再另做别的器皿。
To make another vessel.
直到他认为怎么满意了，那他就好就搁置到一边，就会到在窑里头来烧，来上釉或者等到成器了。
He would manipulate it until he was happy with it, and then to go bake it.
那我们看通常在神指示先知前面，他叫他观看，叫他聆听。
So we see that the first thing God tells the prophet to do is go look observe.
这个先知书里的第一部分会描写。
So that's the first step.
那第二部分呢，通常都有神的这个辅助、补充、说明。
And then the second part is God helping to narrate and to explain.
我们也叫做 divine commentary 哈，就神就在把评注刚才所看的动作。
And this is a divine commentary.
那这个动作是在说什么
？And what does this action represent?
因为这个神是摇匠，在以赛亚书里头就已经提出来了。
In Book of Isaiah, we know that God is the potter.
这有两次提出。
And it was mentioned twice.
那以后在罗马书那第九章也提出来。
And it was also mentioned in Rome chapter 9.
表示说神有绝对自主权。
That God has the absolute.
Absolute of sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
他有这个绝对自主权来在控制整个宇宙跟整个家国。
He could control the entire universe and all the nations.
跟人生的道路。
And our lives.
那他可以摇匠有绝对自主权来捏或来或者说重新来重新做另一个器皿。
He has the sovereignty to control whether to make another vessel out of it.
那这个就表示说历史上神的绝对自主权，他要旨意要畅行天下。
And historically speaking, the will of God will be done.
但是有些东西不能成器。
But there are some vessels that cannot be called. That was not according to his will.
所以他就在重新的捏造。
So he will make it again. He will make it again.
那么神就在底下昭告一个很重要的信息了。
And God has a proclamation.
这也就刚才所说的，要倾覆，要拔出，要毁坏。
Is to uproot and to destroy.
或者他刚才又说了，又要建立，要栽植。
And also to build and plant.
来彰显他在历史，在家国上头的那种他的公义跟他的慈爱。
To display his righteousness and mercy to all nations.
或者是他的这种审判跟救赎这两个很重要的动作。
And it is also the concept of his salvation.
那我们来看第五节。
Let's turn to verse 5.
他一直在第六节说了。
In verse 6.
他说第五节说，耶和神以色列家，我带你们岂不能照这摇匠弄泥吗？以色列家，泥在摇匠的手中怎么样，你们在我的手中也怎么样的。好，第七节。
In verse 7.
我何时论到一邦或一国说要拔出拆毁毁坏，那我说的那一帮若是转意离开他们的恶、那我也就必转意，不将我所要施行的灾祸降与他们。好，这里第七节说他本来就命定或者说定义要毁灭，要拆出或者拔出拆毁那一个国家。
In verse 7, in the instance I speak concerning a nation, a kingdom to pluck up, pull down, and destroy.
那就我们在这种就圣经道理上所谓的预定论，或者在哲学上所说的预定论这个问题了。
And this is part of predestination theory.
那通常人会认为说，神既然预定，那一定是这样的成全。
So oftentimes we say that since God predestined it, it will happen.
那这个就有一点就是关于宿命论和宿命的 fatalism， 这宿命论的这样的一个悲观的一个倾向。
And it's a little pessimistic to view fate this way.
或者说像那个机械性的预定论。
Or this is a very mechanical
determinism. 这个机械性的 determinism， 这个就好像无可拔伸了，预定就预定了。
So it's predetermined what they would do.
一个人
呢，就说
一次得救永远得救，一次拣选永远就拣选，那样的 communistic 的一样思想，就是加尔文派的这样的思想。
So if a person is saved, he will always be saved.
但是呢，预定应该有两个重要的一个因素。
But there is two factors to predestination.
一个就是说神的绝对自主权，他先安排了、预备了这样的一个道路或这样一个面向。
One is God's sovereignty. He has prepared this road.
那这个叫做预定了。
And this is
或者我们翻成安排了
That he has take care of it for us.
啊，那这样说来，神要你走这条路，那你人和国家就走这条路。
God has prepared this way, path for you, and you just follow it.
但是呢，在神方面呢，人还有一个应该回应的那个面向。
But that is God toward men, and there's the other factor of men toward God.
那就说人是不是以信心跟顺服来回应神的旨意
？Does men respond with faith?
信心跟顺服。
Obedience.
那假定的话，那神的预定本来要你得福气的，那你就得福气。
If both works together, then the blessing from God will fall upon the man.
那神预定你这个邪恶的国家或者是恶人要毁坏或者要被除灭。
But if God has willed that this evil nation will be uprooted.
但是这个国或这个恶人硬心到底，不肯改悔。
And this nation does not turn back from its evil ways.
那这个预定的这灾祸，这当然就给了。
Then this prophecy will come true.
啊，但是呢，这里在耶利米书的十八章信息
，However, in chapter 18,
提到一个转意哈，就是说一个改变心意。
That if they turn back,
我们中文圣经翻神后悔造人在地面上，比如说创世纪第六章洪水的那章的记载。
In Genesis chapter 6, some Bible translations said that God regretted created men.
或者说这里说的神后悔就不把所说的灾殃降给他们这个后悔。
And sometimes in verse 8, some versions translated into regret.
这个后悔好像 feel sorry, 好像做错事做错了事情呢似乎在那个谴责这样的一个意思。
So it almost seems that God is sorry for what he's done.And chastising
那其实英文的另一个字眼 relent 就比较恰当，就是说神会改变心意，看不好算了，然后这样的一个转意哈。
But a better translation is relent.
那这个就表示说神是看人的这个信心跟顺服，是否有信心跟顺服来应对他的安排。
So this is how God views men's faith and obedience toward what He'swill.
本来他在第一句说了要拔出拆毁的那一帮，比如说我们从约拿书查考的这个尼尼微城。
So the nation that he's about to pluck out, such as the city of Nineveh in Jonah's time.
那因为这个约拿的传这个警告说，在四十天城大城要倾覆。
Because Jonah sent the message that in 40 days this city will be destroyed.
约拿书三章就记载，从王到平民，一直到牲畜，他们都表示这种忏悔，坐在灰中，在切切的祷告。
In Jonah chapter 3, mentions how from the king to everyone in the city, they repented.
那么神三章十节说，神观看他们的悔改，离开恶道。所以就不把所说的灾殃降给他们了。
And in verse 15, God has seen what they've done. And in verse 10, chapter 3, God has relented from his.
所以说本来要拔出拆毁的这个尼尼微城。
So originally God was going to destroy that city.
因为听到了约拿的警告。
Because the city heard the message from Jonah.
他们诚心的悔改。
And they repented.
离弃手中的恶。
They left the evil ways.
我想向神祷告说，或许神会开恩怜悯他们。
They pray to God, hoping God will have mercy on them.
那观看人的外表跟人内心的神，
so,
那就饶恕了他们。
God who sees humans' hearts, forgive them.
所以说你可以看到这个第七节说的，任何一邦如果离开他们的恶，我就必转意，不把所说的。这个灾祸来降于他们。
So this proves verse 7 and 8 in Jeremiah chapter 18 that if any nation turns back from their evil ways, God will not destroy them.
所以说这是刚好符合那个以西结书十八章所说的。
And this corresponds to Ezekiel chapter 18 as
well. 就说一个恶人叫中途离开恶道。
That if an evil person leaves his evil ways,
他行义的那一天开始。
The day he becomes righteous is a new beginning.
那他就不会灭亡了。
He will not be going to destruction.
那神说，我岂是喜悦恶人灭亡吗
？God is not like a guy asked. Do I alike having people going to destruction.
他像天父太书说的，他希望万人的悔改来顺从真道的。
Just like in Timothy, he mentions that he wants all people to hear the word and
repent. 那我们再看第二个信息。
So there's a second message.
请看第九节以下的。
Chapter 18, verse 9 onwards.
耶利米书十八章九节十节。
Jeremiah chapter 18,
我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立斋职？他们若嫌我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，那我就必转意，改变心意，不将所说的福气来赐予他们。这个很明显的，可以说是指着自己的选民以色列民。
And the audience for this is of course his own people, the Israelites.
因为以色列民，要是你看罗马书二章，有这种自傲的倾向。
If you read Romans chapter 2, they were very proud.
他们会自以为很尊贵的这选民的身份。
They value their status as the chosen people.
有神的律法跟真理的规模。
They have the words of God, the truth from God.
他们可以做黑暗人中的一个光明。
That they can be light in the among the people of darkness.
那他们可以做瞎眼的先生。
And they can direct the ways for blind people.
因为他们是神，好像天之骄子一样。
Because they are God's chosen people.
可是他们大部分的这些只懂律法，但只有热心。不懂神的旨意。
But most of them know the law, but do not know the will of God.
所以缺少对神的真知识。
So they fail to understand God.
更何况有些犹太人，他们也违反这诫命。
And even some Israelites, they go against the law.
有的去到庙堂里头去偷盗神像的金银。
And some of them even steal in temples.
或者是行这犯诫命的事。
Or they would break one of the
commandments. 所以保罗就在罗马书二章这二七节以下就说了。
So in Romans chapter 2 from verse 27,
说做外表的以色列民有什么用处呢？
What good is it to be on the outside?
最重要的28、29节就说了，要里面真的做以色列人。
But that you have to be a true Israelite from inside.
所以外表的割礼不重要。
So the circumcision on the outside is not important.
心里的割礼才重要。
What's more important is circumcision of the heart.
所以这个信息耶利米书也早就提出来。
And this was mentioned in Jeremiah.
他说你不要只做外表的割礼。
Don't just be circumcised on the outside.
应该从心中除去污秽。
But clean from your heart.
那是四章二节的信息了。
This was mentioned in chapter 4 verse 2.
所以说这个属灵倾向。
So this is to have a spiritual purity.
还是出于对神的理解跟愿意遵守，是从心里头发出来的。
This only comes from understanding God from the heart and to follow God.
神借着摩西颁布律法。
God has declared the commandments through Moses.
也借着律法成为这犹太教的根本大法，跟他们立教的一个精神跟原则。
And this is the basics for Judaism.
那个律法也成为历代来口传和笔录的这些拉比传统，或者是师父或者律法师的教导。
And these commands were passed through the generations through rabbis.
就成了一个很复杂繁复的一个犹太教所谓的律例典章和律例。诫命下来的律例典章。
And this becomes the laws under Judaism.
那我们可以看出这个犹太民这么受神的祝福。
We can see that Israelites were very blessed by God.
那神也希望他们来成为外邦人的光。
And God also wants them to become light for the Gentiles.
把神给他们的律法跟对神的认识来传给外邦人。
So that they can share with the Gentiles the laws of God and their understanding of God.
可是历史上你就可以看出他们多行不义。
But historically, we can see that they were unrighteous in many ways.
先知书已经发出了很多公语跟来鞭责他们的信息。
And there's many messages of chastisement in the books of the prophets.
那这个国家，神本来要祝福，要建立在这地面上永久长存的。
And God was going to bless and plant this nation on earth.
但是不可能。
But it will not happen.
因为他们做了两件很大的罪恶。
Because they have committed two great sins.
你从先知书归纳起来。
From all the prophets.
第一个就他们在宗教方面，就信仰方面的。
We can conclude in two things. One is about their faith.
就是他们亵渎神的名。
That they have blasphemed against the name of God.
他们干犯了神的典章律例跟诫命。
They have violated the laws of God.
Ordinances, statutes, and
the ordinances and statutes of God.
那这个很重要的。
And this is very important.
明明他们有神的律法，可是却是干犯。
They have the law of God, but they violated it.
那么在整个国运在外交军事上头，没有专心依靠神。
And when they are fighting, they do not rely on God.
他们还是想连接其他小国家，包括叙利亚或者是埃及来做联盟。
And they would form alliance with other smaller nations.
这个就是让就是说他们真的是丢弃神。
So they have thrown God to the sideways.
污辱了神的名。
And they have defiled the name of God.
那第二个很大的罪过。
The second sin they've committed.
就是刚才在圣殿前的讲道词第七章耶利米书七章可以表现出来。
Is mentioned in chapter 7 when Jeremiah was in front of the temple.
那很可以呢做一个概就是一个总述了。一个大纲纲领
and this could be the summary.
那我们来看第七章
Jeremiah chapter 7.
第七章就是说你们虽然进出这个圣殿
It says that even though you're coming to the temple,
出出入入的来崇拜来献礼物
and you come here and to have offerings.
而且第四节说夸口着说这是神的殿这是神的殿这是神的殿
andDo not trust in these lying words, saying, "The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these."
那但是呢，神就说你们应该改正作为行，叫行动作为。
But God says you should change your ways.
那因为他们在社会上有几个很大的一个罪过。
Because they have a few major wrongdoings.
在社会上的。
In their society.
一个是虚谎。
One is being fake.
第二个叫欺诈。
A second is
deceit. 第三个就是压榨 oppression.
And the third is oppressed.
第四个流无辜人的血。
Third is shedding the blood of the innocent.
那这个就表示已经干犯的社会道德跟人道、人性、人本主义了。
And they have bad moral standards. They have violated moral standards.
那这个社会 的那个罪恶之外呢，他们还在第八节以下。
And other than the sins performed against society, there's from verse 8 onwards.
几乎你算他们的这个诫命，几乎都已经干犯住了。
They've committed against all the commandments.
除了你现在看到第四条诫命，就是说遵守安息日。
There are the Ten Commandments observing the Sabbath.
或者第五条诫命的要孝敬父母。
Or honoring parents.
这两个他们一定会大概在家常伦理然后他们宗教习惯上来做会做到的。
These are probably the only two commandments they kept.
但是你一下看呢，就说这个对人对神方面的诫命，他们全部干犯。
But then the other commandments toward men and toward God, they violated them.
从第九节到第十节。
From verse 9 to 10.
而且更大的就是说，神好像台湾话说，从早到晚差遣先知来带对他们谆谆的教诲，真的很严厉的勉励这样的警告，可是他们不侧耳听。
God has sent many, many prophets to warn them, but they don't listen.
所以说从早到晚在强调说一直不停的其实一直在叮咛一直在警告他们
and this happened constantly to remind them, but
那他们这些选民听了不见就 不闻听了不见的看了不见的
but for this chosen people it's as if they don't hear they hear but they don't hear
照常行恶了
and they still continue in their evil ways
就说所说的我行我素了
they did as they pleased
那他们硬着心
They have a hardened heart.
就好像石头心一样。
Like a heart of stone.
他们硬着脖子。
And they have stiff neck.
就是说决定像行恶到底不转身不悔改。
They want to continue in their evil ways and not turn back.
所以神也无奈本来说是要祝福的。
So God couldn't do anything. God was going to bless them.
所以不得不就在公元前借着两大敌人亚述毁灭以色列国。
And they had to do, God had to perform his justice.
公元前722年的 ,724 到722的毁灭以色列国。
And in the year 724 BC, the kingdom of Assyria destroyed Israel.
那在588、587就毁灭了南朝犹大。
And in 588 BC, the kingdom of Judah was destroyed.
所以说这个就是等于在这儿昭告，本来是有尊贵的身份跟很好的盼望，就福气的盼望。
And so originally, the Israelites had a living hope.
但是因为他们不没有，就是说没有以信心跟顺服来回应神绝对自主权的旨意。
And a royal status, but because they do not follow with faith and obedience.
所以说这个命定变成了一个有弹性的、有机动性的一个预定而已了。
So this predestination did not was became was not.Did not happen.
Dynamic determinism, 就说有弹性动力的一个，虽然预定，但是还可以调整。
So this became a dynamic determinism.
所以我们用英文两个字眼，一个 divine initiative, 一个是 human response, 可以来思考这个神的预定跟人应该怎么的对应，这个很大的道理。好，我们来再来看哈，这个道理学了以后。
So after we learned this message.
我们也可以看到耶利米书，也寄望到将来。
We can look at Jeremiah and think about the future.
刚才我们说到，他希望以色列民能够了解，不是用肉体的割礼来变成神的选民的记号。
We mentioned that the circumcision is not a sign for the chosen people.
那我们来看耶利米书四章跟三章，就有两个信息。
And in chapter 3, chapter 4, there's two messages there.
这个对今天有很好的这个属灵的教训。
And this is a very good spiritual lesson for us today.
我们先，因为既然在三章、四章，我们先看三章十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 16.
耶和华神说，你们在国中生养众多，当那些日子不要再提说神的月柜，你也不必追想，也不必纪念，也不会觉得缺少什么，也不会再造月柜这个圣殿的家具了，懂这个意思的意的经意是在这儿。约柜成为神临在的一个象征。
So the Ark of Covenant was representing the abidance of God.
那就是说，坐在两个基督伯上的神的宝座，那他脚凳是在施恩座上头。
That God was sitting in between the two cherubims, and His footstool was there.
那就说这个是这个约柜变成神临在，那有约柜就等于有神在这里的感觉。
So it felt that as long as they have the Ark of the Covenant, they have the abidance of God.
但是呢，久而久之就会变成物质化或者是偶像化。
But after a while, it becomes an idol.
好像说没有约柜就没有神，好像非有约柜不可以。
As if they only when they have the Ark of the Covenant, they have the Lord.
混淆了这个象征的或者代表的跟实体的，或简单说现象跟本质这样的一个本末的问题。
And they have mixed up the symbolism and the actual physical material.
这个是在我们人尤其在思考方面或在认定认知方面会常常会犯错。把现象当作本质
and it's a mistake that we often make in our understanding
或者是把我们自己所想象的认为应该是这样子的 来凿定、神应该这样子或者是应该这样子的一个自我投射出去
so we would imagine something that's logical to us and believe that's true
好那这个就是说你既然有神的话是从心灵的那
And so the reality is that we have God in our hearts.
你不要把这约柜当作一个神临在的，一个好像神坎一样。
That we shouldn't see the Ark of the Covenant as the surefire thing that God is there.
那就说你不必提说，约柜就在你心里头，约柜就在你们中间，不必要一个物质的一个形象。
So we don't need to mention the Ark of the Covenant. We don't need the Ark of the Covenant because the Lord is in our heart.
所以这也在揭穿一个在宗教信仰的真谛。
So the truth in religion.
神果真住在这个人手所造的殿吗？是这个所罗门怎么在献殿的时候这么说
？Can God live in a place that human have made?
他说天上的天上足嘛，尚且不足你居住。
When King Solomon dedicated the temple, he said that even the heavens aren't enough for you to.
何况我手所造的殿呢
？Let alone this temple that I have built.
很多以色列民就以为说这是神的殿，这是神的殿，这是神的殿，而在自豪。
Many Israelites say this is the temple of God. This is the temple of God.
可是只有宗教行为，没有宗教的心灵。
But they only have the actions of religion, but not the essence.
没有宗教的心灵 ，the heart.
But they don't have the heart of the religion.
这个很重要的一点。
This is very important.
所以没有月桂，你不会说好像没有偶像一样，这样不可以的，因为这会偶像化的倾向。
So we cannot say, oh, there's not the art of covenant because that would be idolizing it.
那第二个，请看四章二节。
And there's another lesson in chapter 4, verse 2.
一直到第四节。
Until verse 4.
就是说你们要除掉可憎恶的偶像。
Get rid of the idols.
好，再来第三节四节。
In verse 3 and 4.
要开垦你的荒地，不要撒种在有荆棘中。
Break your fallow grounds and do not sow thorns.
当然，这个第三节有这个双关语，有它的 pun 和 pun， 有它的双关语。
So there's a pun in there.
就是说你也真的要开荒啊。
Break up your fallow grounds.
从农作方面也需要的。
So they need this for their crops.
从心灵头也是需要的。
And the same for their heart.
而且更重要的，从这个撒的种不要撒在荆棘里头，应该撒在这良田沃土方面的。
And more importantly, do not sow among thorns, to sow on fertile land.
再看第四节了。
In verse 4.
你们要从不要自但你们要自行割礼，因为他们在八天男丁八天，就要在母亲监视下有一个专门。来割礼的一个专人 来行割礼。
It's to circumcise themselves, so they have to perform this within 8 days of birth.
因为犹太民族当中一个专门行割礼的人都有一个专有名词。
And there's a person who does.
Who
specializes in this.
那这个，但是你不要只这样子割礼，你要从心里头来行割礼，除掉心里头的误会。
But this circumcision is not just physical, but of the heart.
所以神呢，希望百姓真的好好的思考。
So God wanted his people to meditate.
这信仰这么久。
That they have believed in so
long. 而且有多难之秋，国家有艰难呢。
And they are about to face calamity.
还在这持守这宗教的形式或者习惯的行为。
But they're just holding on to the outward practices of
their religion. 都没有做内省，做内省的功夫。
But they have not looked into their hearts.
也没有追求神所要的、所喜好的是什么。
And they have not pursued after what God is what's pleasing to God.
就好像弥迦书六章八节说的。
Just like in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
神要的是行公义。
What God wants is to do righteous.
好怜悯。
Love mercy.
或者是再来存谦卑的心来跟神来同行。
And to have a humble heart to walk with God.
这三个公义的讲怜悯谦卑的来跟神同行。
To walk with God, with humility, righteousness,
因为弥迦书六章的这个前头也在说着，在以色列里面献上千千万万的这个油脂，很多的牛羊。
In Micah, it mentions that they've offered a lot of offerings.
但是呢，没有这种谦卑，没有这怜悯，没有公义来跟神的同行。
But they do not have humility, mercy, nor righteousness.
所以你可以看出先知有一个 spiritualizing process, 这 tendency, 一个属灵倾向。
So we can see that the prophets have a spiritual
spiritualizing.
Specializing.
这要希望人你真的要超越过这个物质的固定的来形式的来思考它内质神的要求是什么。
They want people to transcend the practice and think about what God wants.
那我们最后再看一个这个三十一章。
And we'll turn to one final thing in Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
这个是等于从前面的三十章开始就是一个复兴的信息。
And this is a message of revival starting from chapter 30.
这个复兴就是说重建圣殿复兴信仰的信息。
To restore their faith and the temple.
那三十一章里头有关乎到这个圣殿的这个圣城的重建。
And chapter 31, it mentions the rebuilding of the temple.
这三十八节以下很具体的有地理的这专指的名词。
From 38 onwards, it mentions the place.
Geological. 好，那我们再看呢，在这个三十三节。
Let's start from 33.
请注意，这个就是很重要的，就是说到那个时候，神跟百姓要立新约。
This is very important that God will. Have a new covenant.
这个律法不写在这个石板上头。
The laws are no longer on stone tablets.
而且写在人的心板。
But on the heart.
这个以后在哥林多后书三章，保罗很就是严正的、很严肃的提出来。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul mentions this.
就是字句叫人死，经意叫人活。Letters.
That the letters cause men to die.
然后在监狱叫人活。
But the essence make men live.
那这样说来，我们可以看到，就是说保罗跟耶利米书一样，就看出说神的律法应该从监狱、从内心这样来做起。
So you can see that both Jeremiah and Paul understands that we have to do the words of God from our heart.
那这跟主耶稣在这个山上宝训，就马太五章到七章的主题，他的教训是一致的。
And it is also mentioned in the Sermon on the Mount by Jesus.
所以因为时间关系，我们就谈到这儿。
Because of time constraint,
最重要就一句话：神的绝对自主权。
The very important thing is that God's sovereignty.
那就要有人用信心跟顺服来对应。
Needs to be responded by men through faith and obedience.
本来要祝福的。
Someone that he was about to
bless. 但是因为不屑或不配，就被神丢弃了。
But because they did not treasure it.
本来神要弃绝的。
But those that God was about to destroy.
就因为他们的悔改离开恶道。
Because they turned back from their evil ways.
那然后神就祝福他们。
God will bless them.
所以说圣经标注这个很重要的精神。
So this is a very important spirit in the Bible.
就是生命记的主题。
And it's the theme in Deuteronomy.
就是说条件性的祝福。
That this conditional blessing from God.
条件性的祝福。
It has conditions.
所以说选民也要有意义顺服爱神守命来做前提的。
So even the chosen people have to have this heart of love and obedience.
就爱神守他的话的教训。
We have to love God and to obey his commandments.
那就会承受神所说的平安跟福气。
Then we can have the blessings and peace from God.
喜乐跟永生。
Have joy and eternal life.
好，感谢神，我们就来唱诗七十三首。
Thank God, and we'll conclude with hymn 73.
Oh, 我们唱三节，英文三节就好。
Verse 1, 2, and 4.
Like a shepherd lead us, much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pasture feed us, for our use thy faults repair. Blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thy will.Blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thy, we are thy, thou dost befriend us, be the guardian of our way, keep thy flock and defend us, seek us when we go astrayBlessed Jesus, hear we hear us, friend, we pray. Let's sing verse 4. Early death I seek thy favor, early death I strewThy will, blessed Lord and only Savior, we thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, thou hast brought the love last year. Blessed Jesus.Thou hast loved us, love us all. 那请坐。
Please be seated.
我们是神草场上的小羊。
We are the lamb in the bosom of God.
那我们也是他羊圈里头的。
And we're in his fold.
啊，那神主耶稣他做的大好牧人。
And Jesus Christ is a good shepherd.
他引我们走，他要我们走的义路。
And he leads us on this path of
righteousness. 那做羊的要认识主，要听他的声音，跟从他的脚步。
So as lambs, we need to understand God to follow him.
啊，那就是约翰福音第十章的主题。
And this is mentioned in John chapter 10.
我们认识我们的主。
We have to know our God.
啊，我们要听从我们的主。
We have to listen to him.
跟从他的脚踪。
And we have to follow his footsteps.
这样的话，我们唱这首诗就跟主很有一个很亲密的一个感情。
So we know how to follow him.
啊，那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
那求神祝福。
And ask God for a blessing.
那也为病痛的啊，受软弱的，那一起来代祷。
And pray for those who are weak physically and spiritually.
求主耶稣来感动我们。
We ask God to.
那发起热心。
So that we become zealous.
那明白主的那话语跟他旨意。
That we can understand His words and His will.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
Hallelujah.